Page 146. Main ideas. Exercise 1.
Good afternoon, and thanks for coming. The purpose of today's meeting is to talk about some exciting new technology that the hospital might buy. This technology should help both you, the doctors, and your patients. What I'm talking about is video games. I know, you're probably asking yourselves, what's the connection between video games and healthcare? Well, the key word is motivation. Now, I'm sure none of you has trouble getting your patients to follow all of your instructions, right? I mean, your patients always do everything you tell them to do. No problems. Am I right? So, back to video games and their connection to healthcare. I know that people criticize video games and that we don't usually hear the words video game and good health together in one sentence. In fact, just the opposite, right? How about you? When you think of video games, what's the first word that you think of?
Childhood obesity.
Couch potato!
Exactly. And I used to think that too. When we hear the words video game, we often imagine someone who spends all day inside in front of a computer or television screen, who never goes outside, doesn't get any physical exercise, and is overweight or obese as a result. And in fact, we all know there is a big problem with that in today's world.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But today, I'd like to look at this in a different way, by asking a very simple question with a simple answer. Why do young people spend so much time playing video games? Because it's fun. And when something is fun, you are motivated to do it. Video games can help you motivate your patients to make the right choices, to follow your instructions, and to stay healthy. It's really that simple. Yes, Sam, you have a question.
I don't know about this. I know it's sometimes hard to get patients to do what's best for their health, but I'm not sure games are the answer. Isn't that just putting a Band-Aid on a much deeper problem? I think we need to motivate our patients to want to take care of their health, to realize that it's really for their own good.
I understand your concern, Sam. I really do. But maybe if I give you a specific example, you'll have a better idea of what I'm talking about.
Okay, go ahead. I'm all ears.
Well, one game I'm really excited about is for kids with diabetes. You know how hard it is to get kids to test their blood sugar? Well, this game makes it fun. The test is a part of the game. In the game, the kid with diabetes is a superhero whose powers get stronger every time he checks his blood sugar. So he gets a reward for doing something that kids with diabetes usually hate doing. That's just one example of how you use a game to motivate kids to follow your instructions and to be healthy.
Actually, I think that sounds like a great idea. I see a lot of kids with diabetes, and it's so hard to get them to do what they need to do to stay healthy. After all, their lives aren't easy. What kid wants to watch what they eat and prick themselves with a needle? I'm all for anything that can make these poor kids' lives more fun.
Well, I can see how this might work with kids, but most of us work with adults.
I'm glad you said that, Brenda. In fact, the games we're looking at are not just for kids. Let me give you another example of an amazing game that works well for both kids and adults. It's called Snow World. It was created to help patients with very bad burns. Patients play the game while doctors and nurses are cleaning their burns, something that, as you all know, is very, very painful. The patients put on special glasses and earplugs and get lost in the game. A number of studies show that patients playing Snow World during burn treatment have a lot less pain. Anyway, I know you all have patients to see, so I'll let you go. But you'll get an email later today with a link to some of the games we're looking at. When you get a minute, take a look.